The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria, in quote, Lagos, Nigeria. Very lovely morning to you. We're into the last 1 hour of the show. We started at 5 a.m. today. I hope you're doing okay. The weather is looking like it's going to rain a little bit, but you just need to be prepared for a wet day ahead today. In some parts of Lagos, I hear it's raining already. So if you're somewhere in Lagos that is yet to start pouring, you just need to be prepared for it, all right? Meantime, roundtable starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's right. For those who don't know what roundtable is about, roundtable brings together all Nigeria Info OAPs and they discuss issues, national issues. This time around, the OAPs are allowed to talk about issues from their perspectives. Only that this time around, there's a twist to it because we'll be having all our stations across the country have roundtable at the same time. You know, Lagos started it, and it's been a success, huge success as a matter of fact. It comes up twice in a year, the first half and the last part of the year. So the first part of roundtable for this year is coming up, starting tomorrow. It's going to happen for 3 solid days. Tomorrow, Tuesday, it starts at 10 a.m., terminates at 12 noon. On Wednesday, it starts at 1 p.m., terminates at 3 p.m. And on Thursday, on the 30th, it starts at 3 p.m., terminates at 5 p.m. The roundtable here on Nigeria Info. If you'd like to partner us, feel free, get in touch. Let's partner. Lagos, Nigeria, welcome. Before we get into our conversation for today, let me tell you about the treasure hunt for today. Congratulations to all those who've won the treasure hunt in the past. Let's make some people 5,000 naira winners for today as well, because treasure hunts will be played across all our shows, right? So this is what you're going to go look out for. If you have our mobile app, go and search for the banner of the Nigeria Info Round Table. That's all. Once you find the banner, click on it. There'll be a pop-up. Fill your details in the pop-up and then submit. The first person to quickly do this and complete, you know, the registration process will be the winner of the 5,000 naira. It's that simple. I would announce the winner before the end of the show. So let's get going with our conversation for today. Thank you for always being here on the Morning Crossfire. Let me also say that yesterday was the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. And we're about to have that conversation right here, right now on Nigeria Info, being 27th of June, 2022. I'm Sharif Kodri. Once again, you can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. I have joining us right here, right now in the studio, is director of Tuga Care Foundation, Akin Fatogashe, joins us live in the studio right now. Mr. Akin, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Can you say that again?
Good morning, Sharif. Thank you very much for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you. You came all the way from Ikorodu this morning.
Exactly.
I love people when they have passion for what they do. And on this show, basically, is to make sure that we give voice to your organization and organization like yours who are doing marvelous work in terms of social responsibility. It's awesome. Now let me have you know that despite several arrests and seizures of huge quantities of illicit drugs being made by the NDLEA and other agencies, there appears to be a continual increase in drug abuse and illicit trafficking in Nigeria. Now, listen to this. Statistics by the NDLEA showed that 3,349 kilograms of assorted drugs were seized in Lagos inland waterways alone. Also, on two occasions this year, 12 tons and 8 tons of cannabis sativa, respectively, were recovered at the Co-Atlantic Beach, where traffickers use smaller boats to discharge these drugs. And they just dump it there and they move on. The 2021 Global Organized Crime Index ranks Nigeria among the top 10 criminal markets for 1. Trafficking in people, 2. Firearms, 3. Illicit cannabis and heroin trade, fauna crimes, synthetic drugs, and running renewable, non-renewable resource crimes. We are ranked in the top 10 in the world. And someone says we are having too much of conversations around drug abuse. No, we've not even started, if you ask me. Listen, do we need a national emergency to be declared to address our drug issues? The truth is we have drug problems. Plenty of them. Like I mentioned earlier, yesterday, Sunday, June the 26th, was the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, also known as World Drug Day. Now, this day is observed annually and is conducted by United Nations. Now, let me follow this up with some numbers, because, listen, numbers are very, very important. According to the 2021 World Drug Report last year, it was released 24th of June last year by the UN. There are 11 million cannabis users in Nigeria. I'm almost very certain that that number has gone up from 11 million. In Nigeria, as of 2019, an estimated 376,000 people were said to be high-risk drug users. According to the UNODC 2021 report that it dropped, as the 2018 National Drug Use Survey revealed, in Nigeria at that time, 2018, there were around 14.3 million drug users, of which close to 3 million suffered from a drug use disorder. We can go on and on and on. There's no gainsaying it. We're not going to be in self-denial. We have a problem. Akin, you agree? We have a problem?
Let me say something quickly.
Yeah.
If we want to sweep this under the carpet, the consequences will be very massive for the country as it is. And to even say the least, the consequences are right here with us now. If you look at conflict areas in terms of insurgency, you will see that it is driven a whole lot by drugs. Why is it so? Without drugs, there's no performance. They cannot function. The foot soldiers cannot war. So it is being driven by drugs. You need to look at in the areas of crime. In every neighborhood in Nigeria today, go to the street, you'll see our youths. There's something I wanted to say again, which is like, there's what you call perception and reality.
Okay.
The perceptions of the youth is like cannabis is just okay. It is not dangerous. It is not harmful. However it is, the truth about cannabis is, in the last 20 years, the potencies of cannabis have changed. It has gone much higher, like 300% more stronger than what you have in 10 years ago, in 20 years ago. These days, you're looking at different strains of cannabis. You're looking at synthetic cannabis. You're looking at, I mean, for example, there's a cannabis strain called Colorado. It doesn't just come to Nigeria.
Yeah.
It matches all the way from Canada.
From Canada.
Into Nigerian borders. This is huge. You have Loud. This is huge. This tremendous economy backing all these things because there's huge amount to be made. Nigeria itself, just like you have said, the figures are spoken.
Yeah.
The figure is still speaking again. The UNODC are on point. And really, when you look at Nigeria for today, if you look at our communities, you'll see that most of our youths, they don't take cannabis to be anything anymore. If you go to, like, in Lagos, Orosi,
someone say it's like everywhere, like they hawk it in traffic, they hawk it, the people that, the cobblers, they hawk it in their wooden carriers. The woman who sells sweets sells it as well. The ice cream seller, the bike rider, all of them now hawk cannabis.
We're in a crisis situation in Nigeria. And all hands should be on deck to work this out. There's something, it's just like we're sitting on a keg of powder that's about to blow. The issue is not just cannabis alone.
Tell me about it.
The reality is, we are looking at this thing,
yeah,
and we're handling it with kid stuff. People are believing it's all about the government.
Hmm.
However it is, when you look at your neighborhood, there's somewhere around your corner,
yeah,
that people are dealing in drugs. There's somewhere around your corner,
yeah,
no matter how posh your neighborhood is, there's a ghetto aligned with it.
So it doesn't matter where you are?
It doesn't matter where you are.
Easy access is right there.
It's available. Availability is part of the problem. It's on the street, very cheap to get, affordable to get, and you can practically get it everywhere.
So listen, I think that you have hit the nail on the head by saying that this goes beyond the government. It's the responsibility of the entire society. But let's track back a little bit. Has it always been like this?
No, not at all. But one thing we need to realize is our social and cultural structures have been mightily eroded.
Mm.
And the family unit itself, it's really on a very shaky ground. You said the father goes this way, the mother goes this way, the granny goes this way.
Mm.
They hardly have time to engage the children.
Hmm.
So the children are mostly alone. So they want to exploit. Even the good ones, when they go to school,
yeah, peer
pressure will come on top of them. You have all kinds of gangs in the school. There's no gangs without drugs.
Hmm.
It's not going to happen. You got to get high to be able to do all sorts of things. There's no group that's going to run violent things, criminal violent gangs, without drugs. What does the drug do for you?
Hmm.
Averagely, the drug, when you look at drugs, it gives, for people that use it, it gives them an exaggerated opinion or image of themselves.
Hmm.
And it's not just the little guy that's taking it. You can see the chairman of NDLEA.
Baba Marwa.
Yes, he said something. He said, we should test our politicians.
Yeah.
We should test this. We should test the students. I want to agree with him in some areas.
Yeah.
For example, if somebody is going to be our leader, can we even know how your health is and your status?
Yeah.
Do we know maybe you're clean? I mean, you're up there clearly,
yeah,
where you're making decisions that affects lives.
Right.
So we're looking at issues like that. But what we are looking at basically and mostly is in these times of crisis.
Yeah.
For example, the theme for WDD Day is care in crisis.
Hmm.
You know, while you're talking about the upsurge and the upswing and of everything, we have to look at to even know how to care for those people.
Yeah.
Do we even have where to refer them to?
Hmm.
Do we even have beds to take care of them? The other day I was speaking to one of our doctors, a psychiatric doctor, you know, one of the referral hospitals in the Nigerian Army, and he said something. He said, I can look at this. 90% of these guys here on our wards, they're youths, and 85% of their issues is attached to using marijuana.
My word.
And it's so tragic.
85%
of them. And let me tell you something, Sheriff. We are hands-on people. Tuga Care Foundation, we work in communities. We run what you call recovery groups in different communities.
Mm-hmm.
Presently, we're doing stuff with Freedom Foundation as a collaboration,
okay,
in a place called OBL Light, Operation Better Life Light, Ile Ayo, which was commissioned by the governor, His Excellency, Governor Sanwo-Olu of Lagos State,
right,
in October 1st. The place have kicked off, okay, and we're bringing people there.
What's the place meant to do? What's the purpose of the place?
It's basically an intervention,
okay,
for drug use disorder clients. We don't call them druggies. We call them clients.
Okay.
You know, we want to give We want to say we're not stigmatizing them.
Okay.
We're not labeling them. Mm-hmm. We can have empathy concerning their issues. Mm. So we give them respect as people. So we bring them there now, straight from the inner ghettos of Lagos. Mm. These are very hard to reach people.
Listen, I can, we'll talk about the activities of Tuga Care Foundation. I mean, trust me, I'm interested because... to me, as long as it's going to bring help to those who need it, I've spoken with professionals every now and again. I interact with them and they tell me that they refer to these people as victims. Like they don't call them addicts because they too, they are victims of these substances. We'll get to that in a moment. I wanted to talk to you about some known spots in Lagos that we know that these places are non-spot for drug peddling and they are still allowed to function. It's almost like they are more powerful than the state itself. But we'll get to that in a moment. I have Feta here also on the show. If you're watching, you would have seen this beautiful lady beside me. She got an information for us this morning. Feta, how are you once again?
I'm feeling great. Good morning, Lagos. Once again, this announcement is coming from Lucas Green. And this one is a very sweet offer for men. We have men in the studio this morning.
Yeah.
And if you're a man and you're listening to this, I want to tell you that Lucas Green is offering a highly discounted wardrobe makeover for men. Now, with 100,000 naira, you will get a whole bunch of 13 items, which includes a suit, 3 kaftans, 3 tunics, 2 pairs of trousers, 1 pair of shoe, and 1 pair of sandals. How cool is that? This very package cool. will get you covered for all your events all year long. This is a bespoke package as your measurements will be taken and you'll have to choose your fabrics and designs before production. Call or send a DM now to 07032-867011. Take that number again is 07032-867011 as this offer is highly limited and it's all on a first come, first serve basis. The number again is 07032-867011.
Feta, thank you for sharing that information. It's 23 from our studios here. But let's open up the telephone lines here from some of our listeners out there who may have one or two words to chip in. In our conversation today, yesterday was the International Day against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Talking about abuse and trafficking, we've got the two package here in Nigeria. The last time I had NDLEA on this show, they said the Southwest is most affected. Lagos is even much more affected, you know, by the issue of drug abuse and illicit trafficking. And you know why? According to Fermi Babafemi, the spokesman of NDLEA, when he came on the show the other time, he said that it's because Lagos is surrounded by water. And these drugs are trafficked mainly, basically, through the waters. And of course, we have plenty of people farming cannabis in the Southwest. So their destination point is, of course, the city centers, which Lagos is one of those city centers. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993 if you'd like to jump on our conversation today. I've been told I need to go for a break. I'll be back. Stay here. 9.3 Nigeria Info. The nation's number one talk station. 8:35 is the time. Akin Fatogashi of Tuga Care Foundation is still here in the studio. With me, I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube right now. If you're watching, drop your comment, let us know. If you've got experience with drugs before, if you're a victim of drug use, let us know. Even if it's prescriptive drugs, we'd like to know as well. Because we've been talking about cannabis and the rest of them, you know, all morning. Even if it's prescriptive, let us know. You know, if you're out of it, let us know. If you need help, let us know. It's very, very important. You can also let me know what you think about our conversation this morning on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. You can stream live on our website. And on the homepage of the website, you see a chat room there where you can let me know what you think about our conversation. Just scroll down, you see the chat room, drop your comments there, and I will take them. Laws on nigeriainfo.fm says drug abuse seems to have been legalized in Lagos because you see everyone taking this thing in the open and nobody is challenging them. Smoking weed is taken without shame. That's Laws who sent that in on our website. Akin, let's track back to the question I was going to ask earlier about the hot spot in Lagos where drugs are openly being peddled. You have one on Lagos Island. You have one in Mushin, Alakala. And it seems like these people are stronger than the state.
Thank you, Sheriff. That's a deep one. Why is it so? I said something earlier off record. I said, we are no law enforcement agents.
That's right.
That is why we're a non-governmental organization. Based on that, our approach and entry into communities are different.
Mm-hmm.
If we were law people, we would come with force, but we come with help. So we access the most difficult areas the LEA agents cannot access. However it is, there seems to be an understanding somehow. Just like you said, it's not that it's a supremacy on the area of the dealers or whatever, but somehow there seems to be an understanding. You know, I don't know how that model came to play.
Should there be any understanding?
Let me say this quickly. When the present chairman of NDLA came in, he was running straight up as it was London. And one of the things he did was he set up a tax force. He trained his agents. And he retrained them militarily. And he now has a joint tax force moving all around the nation. We can see the success rate.
Yes, we can.
And even we that we work in communities, we know that there's a trepidation. They know there's a law now. You know, they know there's a law. They know there's this law, there's this person out there that's going to stand with them, stand on them, and try to stamp them out. More needs to be done. But the Nigerian scene is like, when you hold it in one place, it's like a quicksand. It's coming out in another place. You know, it's so massive. That's why we said, like, continuous information.
Engagement.
Continuous engagement. Continuous drug education to parents, to children at schools, to colleges, to provost of colleges. We'll let them know that, listen, there's a way you can curtail this thing, and we can gradually start nipping it in the bud. For example, we are saying, just like the chairman of NDLA have said, we're saying, like, students needs to be tested. That might curtail cultism in colleges. Trust me.
The fear of being tested.
If you are tested, they will know if you're positive to something. And they can test you randomly. So if you sign for it that you can be tested randomly, you know that once they test you and you get positive, there are penalties for that.
Will that have any impact, though? Because the real problem, where the drugs are coming from, how should we do, what should we do about that? The source.
You see, Nigeria is, as I said, it's a transit country. And as we all know it, our borders are very porous.
Yes, very.
When we started this program, you mentioned boatloads coming in, dropping stuff right in the inner areas and inner waters of Lagos State.
Yeah.
And if they catch one, do we know how many has passed through? Do you understand? With our radar, putting things on that radar, it's not that on point as it is. Then again, how many areas can the government cover if the citizens themselves are susceptible or they are part of criminality? So that's another angle entirely.
Let me talk to you about what Tuga Care Foundation, you know, has been able to achieve in a moment. But I'd like to take one or two calls before we get there. Lagos, talk to us. I would like to hear from you, especially your story, if you got any to share. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. The other message that we got from our website, it said his name is Akirele Laws, is what he put there initially. So he sent us his name now. That his name is Akirele from Agege. Kirile, thank you. We got your message. Let's get back to the telephone. Good morning to you. Oh, we lost that. We're going to hang up and take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Am I on to Nigeria Info?
Yes, you're live on the radio.
Okay. My name is Efe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Sheriff, I really want to thank your guest. Yeah. It's a lot of awareness. It's a menace in our time.
Right.
But the truth be told, like you said, the society, community has collapsed, we must say. And there's a whole lot of pressure to this thing. I have a deep experience about this thing. You see, sometimes it goes with, I don't know, there's a say, when I was growing up, we say get high, but the problem still remains.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really solve the problem, but it's just like a solace. It's a solace. The government has failed us.
Mm-hmm.
But must we fail ourselves? The answer is no.
Right.
We cannot. Right. We must be hopeful.
Mm.
We must be hopeful.
Yes, we must.
But if there's any help, if there's any help that we need now, because like you said, my elder brother, my own elder brother is suffering from mental derailment because of this whole cannabis issue. But
have you tried to get help for him?
Apparently, I am not in a good position to get him help
to do that
in the village as I speak with you.
Okay.
But I'm still keeping my hand across and being hopeful that I get help for him pretty soon.
I'm really sorry for your brother being a victim of drugs. We'll get to how we can get help for them in a moment. That's how we have Akin here in the studio. Oh, we lost that. Let's hang up. Akin, let's talk about Tuga Care Foundation. You have been in existence for about 15 years, if I'm correct.
Not exactly.
Okay.
We just got certified this year in February.
Okay.
However it is, I've been in Drug Challenge for about 12, 15 years as it is.
12, 15 years.
Yes, okay. And we started with Community Synergy and Solutions Center.
Okay.
And we've been working in communities before we get certified as a foundation right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, officially, you are a foundation now.
Exactly.
You're a certified foundation.
Exactly.
But you've been in this space for...
All the... You know, it's like an industry, too.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Yes, it is.
And the players.
No doubt about that.
Yes.
So we'll dig deeper into some of the activities that your foundation has been involved with. I'm particularly interested in your programs, as to if you've got any, that is, as to how you go pick up a victim of drug use, then perhaps help them, rehabilitate them. What has been the story of Tuga Care Foundation?
Okay, in that area, we are basically a referral agency, as it is for now. And we do what we call brief interventions and interventions, like the one that's going on in Alawasa presently. It's an intervention.
Okay.
And we do education, and we are doing what you call rescue.
Hmm.
Now, what we do mainly on one of our programs and activities is running a recovery group.
What does that mean?
The recovery group, what does it say? It's a group that puts people that have drug use disorder as a group. Let them know that we have issues. Let them know that we are helpless. Let them know we have accepted it. We're not in denial that we need help.
Let me get you correctly. So you pick people who have drug use problems and put them together.
Yes, we do, but we restrict ourselves to communities.
Okay.
For example, if we wanted to work, we're working in Ikeja. Mm. We will be doing the drug users in Ikeja.
Okay.
Some are transient, but like bi-weekly, we're having meetings.
Yeah.
We give them incentives. You have a meal. You have a soft drink. We want to talk about your issues.
Mm.
Then when you have medical things, we want to see what we can do about it. We want to keep the fire of hope, you know, because we're seeing that you are ready to step out of it.
Mm.
You are about to make a decision.
Mm.
So you're contemplating, but your contemplation is leading you to making a decision.
Mm.
But let me tell you, Sheriff.
Tell me.
Making a decision for a drug user to leave it,
sometimes
it can take 10 years.
Oh,
that bad, because for some people and a lot of people, they're in denial.
Mm.
For example, when you see people that are doing that, you have harder class A drugs like cocaine and heroin, which has severe withdrawals, as you know it.
Yes,
you find out like they are so afraid,
mm.
so they are rolling it time over time, before they look back, before you look at it, he's done 5 years in the addiction. He's done 8 years in the addiction. He's gone to law school in the addiction. He's now a lawyer in the addiction.
Oh my.
So it's not just substance abuse. It's not about your pedigree.
It's not about your class.
It's not about your
class. You have educated, you have professionals.
Yes. And even now it has gone worse because illiteracy has driven drug addiction and drug use higher, coupled with poverty. It has driven it much, much higher.
I want to talk to you some more about the group that you said you run. It's similar to what is in other climes could be termed as Alcoholic Anonymous, where you know people struggling with alcohol addiction come together to share their stories and inspire themselves in the process, and with time, you know, those that have been able to quit the addiction can help others, you know, ease out of it. Has there been any success story looking at this process?
The success story is there's a will.
Okay.
Wherever you have a will, surely there's a way. So we fire up these people and stoke up the fire of their continuity in pursuing their freedom. You know, it's an inner thing. If you can give them that power, that muscle get up, you know, I believe like, and we believe, and we're seeing it. We're seeing changes. There's something you call cognitive behavior in people, though it comes with therapy sometimes, but these are the therapies that will say, listen, you can win this thing. You can come out of this thing. You shouldn't sit on it. Your back should not be on the ground permanently. Get up. You know, so that's what the group is really all about.
Do you do this one community at a time, or you run this across communities in Lagos?
What I do now is we have about 4 communities we're running.
Okay.
We're running Shita. We're running
that's in Surulere.
In Surulere.
Okay.
We're running Ikeja, definitely, and some other areas. But we don't have funding.
Yeah.
Then again, we don't have partners.
But
we know that will come. The job, the work will speak for itself because it is needed. These people are left alone.
Right.
They're already left behind. And they are very vulnerable people.
Right.
And we have different genders. You know, when you see children and adolescents that are abusing drugs, you'll want
even
to say,
children.
Yes. When you see 12, 13-year-olds.
Oh, my word.
Abusing drugs, you want to say, like, we have to do something. If nobody's doing something, I would put my money down and get them together and say, come, sit down here.
Do you know of Akirele? Because laws is saying that there's Akirele in Agege, that it's also a drug haven.
Yes, Akirele has been there for years. We are planning to revolve them in a recovery level to bring them to Ileayo for the intervention as it is. We already have a map out. I've been there twice. I've spoken to the stakeholders there. I've spoken to the gatekeepers, in quotes, alagbaras and all that.
Yeah.
So they know we're coming. They know we're coming to get some of these people out.
Let me quickly talk more about the Ileayo thing. Is it some kind of rehab center that... if that's true, what did you use again the other time? How many people can that Ileayo take at a time?
Okay, the whole idea of Ileayo is... it should end up in what you call a detoxification,
okay,
not a rehab. A rehab takes more time,
okay,
to get the client together.
Okay.
But a detox, 7 weeks detox program, it has been assessed, okay, by professionals. By the time you're 7 weeks, you are calm, you can make decisions since it was by your will.
7 weeks.
Yes, you step forward to come for the program.
Okay.
And you have skill acquisitions attached to it after that 7 weeks.
Oh.
And they believe like you cannot start coming from like an outside patient to come and take classes and get treatment.
But initial 7 weeks will be intensive one that you have to stay behind. The person will have to be admitted.
It will be residential.
Is it free of charge?
It is free of charge, but there's still the issue of funding in getting the detox area ready for now. That's the truth about it.
Please share your details because I want to go to Feta to help us take some messages now, but I don't want time to catch up with us. Please share your details on how people listening to you right now want to get in touch with you. Perhaps they have a relative or they themselves, how they can reach out to you.
Okay, you can reach.
Yes, please go on. Whatever you're comfortable sharing.
Okay, yeah, you're very. We free. Have our email, which is tugacarefoundation@gmail.com, and my number you can get personally from Sheriff, the producer of this program.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I will tweet that on Twitter.
So whoever needs help, help can be gotten. I want to assure everybody that drug addiction is very treatable. You can overcome it. Your brother can overcome it. Your husband, your spouse can overcome it. And communities can overcome it. Right now, we're doing some youth drive. Okay. We're setting up a group called YAD. YAD is Youth Against Drug Abuse.
Okay.
We are using that forum because of our youth. We're setting because the influence of music in driving crave for drugs and all that. So we're setting up a group called ADA, which is Artists Against Drug Abuse.
Oh, beautiful.
So we're doing all beautiful. That under our foundation. We need sponsors, we need partnership and every other thing. It's just to make our community beautiful. Better. This is not about beautiful. Money. We have been working on the ground without making noise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Feta, let's hear some messages on WhatsApp.
All right. This is coming from A. A is from Ikorodu. He says, good morning, Sheriff. If you're looking for a major hub in Ikorodu, come to Agab Lumo bus stop. I'm not sure if this is Agba Lumo or Agab Lumo, but it's spelled here as that. Okay. It says, Agba Lumo, right?
Yes.
He said, come to Agba Lumo bus stop, Oreo. I have personally seen policemen patronize these guys, and once in a while, they raid that area and make arrest, and within days, these guys are back. This drug issue is a difficult nut to crack. This is A from Ikorodu again. All right. This one says, morning, Sheriff. Inasmuch as cannabis seems the most abused substance in our society, there are, however, other serious psychoactive drugs ruining our people.
Yes, that's right.
Like
that's
Molly, right. Yes, Ice, Rufinol,
yes,
etc.
Yes, we know.
He says, at worst, that correct. Highly placed individuals are consistent users themselves. The situation is quite unpromising. Jimmy from Lang.
Feta, let's hold it there. But because we have to go, we are completely out of time. Okay, that's how time flies on this program, really. I wish we had more time.
When we're
having conversations like this, I just want to take as many calls, as many feedback as possible. But Akin, we'll have to have you here again. Thank you so much for everything that
you do. Thank you so much for having me, Sheriff.
You have been really, so I mean, me, I wish we had more people like yourself doing great things to make our society better. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you so much, Sheriff.
I will tweet Akin's detail on my Twitter page any moment now. Okay, thank you for being a part of it. Table Talk with Wemimo Adewunle is next time. Sheriff Quadri. You can follow me on Twitter at Sheriff Quadri, on Instagram at Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Well, by the way, Roundtable starts tomorrow at 10. You can't miss it for anything. Good morning to you.
Find the strength I need every time that I look. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.